let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. I have four sisters, so I know when you have to break news to a sister, not going to be great because you're a family, and family tends to go right for the throat, right? Your friends sort of maybe hold back, but your family's got to stay your family, so they take initiative usually.
They do, and you know, of course, they really care about you, so whatever they try to do for you, they're trying, you know, to put your needs first, and sometimes it's not really good that
right.
They have your needs.
You heard Sarah here. She's got a baby on the way. Congratulations on that. Her sister,
thank you again.
Tammy, is throwing a baby shower. The problem is Tammy's house is kind of atrocious. As she's kind of a hoarder, which is a whole other thing. And you don't really want to have all your friends and stuff go over and do it in this environment, which we don't blame you. I mean, it's a tough, it's probably cluttered, and it just wouldn't be a great thing. So you're going to call Tammy right now and tell her that she's not going to be throwing you the baby shower. We'll see how she reacts on that next. Now, what we're going to do here, Sarah, is we're going to mute our phone lines. Only you are going to be able to hear us. Tammy won't be able to hear us. And you know, and then we'll try to come in if it gets too crazy and try to smooth it over at the end in case you need some help.
Okay.
But right? Sarah, I do have a girlfriend that is a hoarder, and I know how you feel. I would probably just say, you know, if she's got kids, and I know she's got kids, she's probably busy, you know, working in general. Just tell her, like, listen, I know that you're like really busy, and I love that you want to take this on, but you know what? You're stressed out enough. Let's just go somewhere where someone else can take care of it. Like you said, like a nice restaurant. Be like, what? I don't want you to really have to take, you know, out time that you already have to be comfortable. And, you know, I don't know the living situation with her, if she has kids or not, but you could kind of take
that
route. She does. Perfect. Do that.
All right. This is a great idea. Hopefully it'll work for you. We're going to dial her right now, and you're going to be on with your sister, Tammy. Here we go.
Hello? Hey, Tam, it's Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, feeling bloated, but other than that,
not too much longer, not too much longer. It's so crazy that you just called me, because I was just getting some stuff together for the shower.
Oh, my, you were?
Oh, boy.
Yes,
like, what kind of stuff exactly, Tammy?
Well, I felt like I had stuff. I was pretty sure I had some stuff, so I was, like, looking around, and I think I was going to do, like, sort of a shabby chic theme and just use, like, all different chairs, and then I was thinking, like, I was trying to come up with games, and, you know, there's, like, that clothespin game, and I found, like, clothespins that I didn't even realize I had, so I don't even have to buy those. Which is so weird because I don't have a clothesline, but I have clothespins, so I'm like super excited.
I know, you gotta throw them out.
I can't wait. How are you?
Tammy, I'm good, but you know, I was thinking because I'm thinking now I have more girls that I want to invite, and I'm just sort of worried about
the merrier.
No, but I think there's not enough room in your living room. You know what I mean?
Oh, well.
And I just don't want everybody, like, on top of everybody.
Oh, well, that's okay. Like, I mean, I'll just move some stuff out of the way. I know what you're saying. Like, I have a lot of the girls' toys sort of scattered. But we can just move that to the guest room.
Well, like, Tammy, let's just be real for a second. There's more than just toys. Like, in the kitchen alone, you haven't taken out a pizza box and I don't even know, like, seems like over a year. And I mean, I don't know why you're keeping them. They're not that precious. But
I'm an artist. I might use them later.
Okay, when is the last time you used a pizza box as in your project?
I don't know. I don't know, Sarah. I don't know what's going to inspire me, okay? So I want to keep everything around.
But it inspires
so that I have
ants. It inspires ants.
Okay, I would use ants, you know?
What? You would not bring ants into it.
I don't know. Maybe I would do, like, a living installation or something. Like, you're not an artist. You don't get it.
I like to craft.
I don't want to get into this, but like I went to art school, okay? Like I have kids, I'm still an artist. That's why I haven't. I have kids. That's why I haven't made pizza box art.
Congratulations. Okay, Sarah.
Mark,
like, yeah. I don't want to bring this back to me, but I would like to have my baby shower somewhere I feel comfortable. And like,
no,
right now,
like we can do that. I just.
Sarah,
I wanted to
Sarah,
do something
don't.
Nice for you because you had
no, I can't
shower,
even hear you because you're crying now. Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Sarah?
Hello?
Hi, and Tammy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Tammy. This is
Pete.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Hi, honey.
Hello. Hi.
I know you were getting a little emotional there. I wanted to jump in before. Basically, we got Sarah on the phone here because she wanted to break the bad news to you that she wanted to move the shower somewhere else. But I wanted to, you know, let you know that, we actually have gotten together here at the radio station and we've provided a place for you guys to have this. We got a restaurant to give us the whole place for the night. We've taken care of the entire bill. We're going to take all of the effort off of you so you can just enjoy your time with your sister and you don't have to do any work like that. It's all going to be planned out for you.
That's really great.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Is that something you would like to do?
I would.
Yeah, I just want Sarah to be happy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know what? We're going to pay for the whole bill. Well, we have it catered ready. We have a party planner ready to go. Everything's going to be fun.
Gosh.
You just show up and have some fun with your sister.
Kimmy, I love you, okay?
I love you, too.
Maybe you can make her a nice art project for a present. I don't know. I'm just.
Oh my god! I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
Oh my
god!